Ano po bang ibig sabihin ng definition na it's complicated? Okay? Yan ang tanong. Nagtatanungan, sino ba sa inyo dito may katabi mukhang ang relationship status, it's complicated. Parang ganun yung katabi ninyo. Ano bang ibig sabihin pag nilagay mong it's complicated? Ito ang several definitions of that status na makikita natin. Official definition, number one, baka may makarelate dito. Yung iba, ewan ko kung ano kami, tapos maisip nyo, ah, yun pala kami. Okay. But first, it refers to a couple in an ambiguous state between friends and in a relationship. May mga katabi ba kayo para nakaka-relate? Ano ba talaga tayo? Diba? Yan. Ano ba, friend zone ba to, relationship zone? Ano ba? Minsan, ang sweet ng text mo, minsan, sweetik ka. Diba? Parang gano'n yung... So, hindi mo alam. Parang ambiguous. Hindi kayo magkaintindihan. So, hindi mo alam kung nasan kayo. So, ang nilalagay mo na lang, it's complicated. Another definition, ito. It could mean that it's too much to describe with one or few words, or that you yourself don't know how to explain it. May mga ganun ba kayo nakaka-relate? Parang, ano ba kayo? Mahirap, matagal to eh. Naks, di ba? Ano ba talagang ano nyo? Kasi ang hirap explain. So, o kaya hindi ko pa alam pa paano explain. Hindi kasya yung oras natin na isang linggo para ma-explain. Kailangan ko isang taon para ma-explain sa inyo. So, nilalagay nyo lang, it's complicated. Pangatlong definition. It may also be used to indicate dissatisfaction with an existing relationship. Yung parang nasa relationship ka na, pero parang hindi ka masyadong masaya, parang may mga questions ka, parang ganun. So nilalagay mo, it's complicated. So again, this is not just for singles. Sometimes, even people in a relationship, they put that status, it's complicated. Now, ang tanong natin, is it possible for us to have a love story that's not complicated at all? Okay? Pwede ba? And if it's possible, what does the Bible say about it? We're going to look at three love stories from the Bible, starting today, and then next week, and then the next week, of how their stories were really very far from this status where it says it's complicated. Okay, una natin sa Genesis chapter 24. This week, Genesis chapter 24. Please turn your Bibles with me. And we're gonna read from verse 10 up to verse 27. Medyo mahaba po, so please bear with me. Sundan lang po natin as we read these verses and stories, I hope we will be able to follow along the love story of Isaac and Rebekah. Okay, verse 10. Then he loaded 10 of Abram's camels with all kinds of expensive gifts from his master. And he traveled to distant Aram Naharim. There he went to the town where Abram's brother Nahor had settled. He made the camels kneel beside a well just outside the town. It was evening and the women were coming out to draw water. O Lord, God of my master Abraham, he prayed. Please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. See, I'm standing here beside the spring and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. This is my request. I will ask one of them, please give me a drink from your jug. If she says yes, have a drink and I will water your camels too. Let her be the one you have selected as Isaac's wife. This is how I will know that you have shown unfailing love to my master. Verse 15. Before he had finished praying, he saw a young woman named Rebecca coming out with her water jug on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, who was the son of Abram's brother Nahor and his wife Milcah. Rebecca was very beautiful and old enough to be married, but she was still a virgin. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came up again. Verse 17. Running over to her, the servant said, please give me a little drink of water from your jug. Yes, my lord, she answered, have a drink. And she quickly lowered her jug from her shoulder and gave him a drink. When she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too until they have had enough to drink. So she quickly emptied her jug into the watering trough and ran back to the well to draw water for all his camels. The servant watched her in silence, wondering whether or not the Lord had given him success in his mission. Then at last, when the camels had finished drinking, he took out a gold ring for her nose, okay, engagement ring, para sa ilong. Sino gusto ma-engage? Okay. And two large gold bracelets for her wrists. Whose daughter are you? He asked. And please tell me, would your father have any room to put us up for the night? I am the daughter of Bethuel, she replied. My grandparents are Nahor and Milcah. Yes, we have plenty of straw and feed for the camels. And yes, we have room for guests. The man bowed low and worshiped the Lord. Praise the Lord, the God of my master Abraham. He said, the Lord has shown unfailing love and faithfulness to my master, for he has led me straight to my master's servants. Let us pray, Lord, we are putting our trust in your unfailing love and your faithfulness. Just like what Julius have said, Lord, it's not our love, but it's your love. It's not our faithfulness, but it's your faithfulness. I would lead us to a love story that would end up with a caption, they live happily ever after. Lord, speak to every one of us, Lord, and help us to have this kind of a great love story. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, sino sa inyo dito, familiar na kayo sa story na to ni Isaac and Rebecca? Can you raise your hands? Okay, a few of you. For most of you, you're probably thinking, you probably have read this for the first time. Now, I want to get this out of the way, okay? Pag tiningnan po natin yung story nila, that here are some common practices during that time. During that time and in that culture, sa ligawan, okay? Sa ligawan, ito yung common practices. Number one, a son's wife usually was chosen by the parents. Okay? Pagka mag-aasawa na kayo, halimbawa, ikaw lalaki, mag-aasawa ka na, ang pumipili ng asawa mo during that time, common acceptable practice, parents. Okay? Kaya yung ganun nangyari dito. Second, it was acceptable to marry within the family. Hindi incest yun. Okay? Kasi nga, ayaw nila mag-intermarry with other people so that the faith of the pagan nations will not be transferred to them. So yun po, para lang mawala na yung problema natin na yun. It was a common culture, what was acceptable that time and in that culture. Now, it was a different culture, it was a different time. Ganito po lagi, pag nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, the Bible was always written for a group of people in a different culture, in a different time. Pero every time po tayo nagbabasa, merong timeless truths of the Bible that speak to us today. Yun po yung pag-aaralan natin dito. Okay, let me get this out of the way. Some of the principles for love here that we need to glean and learn from. Number one, the parents' role. Okay, sino po ba sa inyo dito, may anak po kayo, your parents? Can you raise your hands? Mga parents, okay, a couple of you are parents here. And here in this love story, makikita po natin the importance of the parents' role in choosing a wife or a husband for your kids. Okay, now, pag nakita po natin, during that time, ang role nila, sila yung tagapili. Pero ang timeless truth po, hindi po tayo yung pumipili. Okay, magkakaroon po ng dalawang extreme usually. Ang una po, may mga kultura na ang pipili, kailangan yung magulang. Pag sinabing hindi ng magulang, hindi pwede. Okay, pakasalan mo ito kahit na hindi mo gusto kasi gusto namin ito. Okay, that's not the role of parents. The role of parents is not to control or choose. Ang isang extreme po ng mga parents naman, walang pakialam. Eh, hindi naman ako magpapakasal sa kanila. Siya na yung bahala kung sinong gusto nila, kung kanino sila maligaya. Eh, yan naman yung next extreme. Wala silang involvement, wala silang any form of participation in the choosing of or in the love story of their children. Ang gusto po nating makita, the timeless truth, parents' roles are critical. I remember po, Pastor Steve, our founding pastor, would always say, baby pa lang po, yung mga anak niya, sina William, pinagpe-pray nila yung mga anak nila, Lord, I pray, protect my son. Lord, I pray that you would give my son great health. I pray, Lord, that you'd prosper my son. I pray that you'd make my son a Christian. Let him know the Lord. Ang isa sa prayer, Lord, I pray that as early as now, you'd prepare the future wife for my son. Baby pa lang. And I thought, wow, I thought that was a good practice. So we are praying for the future husband of my daughter, Alex. And we're praying for the future wife of Alonzo. And we want to be involved in that because that's what parents do. Again, kung parents ka po, we want to be involved and have participation to pray for them, to prepare them for that day, and to give them advice and practical wisdom, not to control them. Lahat kayo magiging parents, okay? Mga future parents. Sino magiging future parents dito? Again, when you become future parents, you need to be involved in a practical way. Second principle, same faith is critical. Kaya sinasabi doon, huwag ka pumunta kahit saan. They were in Canaan. Okay, and he traveled very far from where they were to Nahor's hometown. Pag tiningnan niyo po gaano kalayo yung trinavel ng servant, it was from parang Tugigaraw hanggang Naga. Ganun po kalayo. Camel lang yun. Naka-camel yun. Wala pong eroplano. Think about how many days. Parang kung ako yung servant, hindi ka ba pwedeng pumili dito? Wala bang maganda dito? I mean, hindi sa ganda yan. Kailangan pareho yung pananampalataya. Eh, bakit pareho yung pananampalataya? Because what you believe dictates how you behave. Eh, what you believe dictates how you behave. Eh, pastor, ideal man ko to, lahat na nasa kanya, hindi lang kami pareho ng faith. I want to tell you, eventually, it will manifest in your lifestyle. Magiging magkaiba yung buhay nyo, magiging magkaiba yung direction nyo, eventually, it would not end up well. So, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, especially kung single, same faith. Okay, yan. Ilabas na natin yan. Now, let's look at the preaching. Hindi po ba preaching yon? Introduction yon. Now, pag tiningnan po natin, the love story of Isaac and Rebecca seems complicated. Pag tiningnan po natin sa buong Genesis, this was the longest chapter in the book of Genesis. And then, meron pang kinomission. Abraham commissioned his servant to find a wife for his son. Parang napaka-komplikado. The servant traveled a long way. Tapos pagdating doon, si Rebecca, the servant found the one. Pero sabi ni Rebecca, sandali lang, tumakbo muna sa parents, sa family, kailangan mag-agree yung family. In fact, yung mga brothers ni Rebecca sabi, sandali, saan ka pupunta? Wag muna. Eh, may family involvement. Tapos, pagkatapos noon, si Isaac met Rebecca for the first time. And then the Bible says he married her and then he loved her. Parang komplikado. Pero pag tiningnan po natin yung buong story na napakahaba in that chapter, if we're gonna look, there is one factor, one thread that keeps coming out in the whole story. Meron pong isang critical factor, one thread that stitches all the story together. Ano po yun? Ano ba yung one thread? It's one word, it's prayer. Prayer is the one thread that stitches the love story of everyone involved. Kaya po naging successful yung love story because of prayer. Throughout the process of finding the one. How many of you here would want to find the one someday? Mga single, raise your hand. Baka hindi makita ni Lord. Someday, di ba? Someday. Parang tomorrow. Ganon. Parang Lord, sana tomorrow na. If you are in the process of that journey of finding the one, this love story highlights prayer. Abraham prayed. Sa start pa lang, sinabi ni Abraham, Lord, this is your promise. You promised me this. Tapos, kinumission niya yung servant. Yung servant, bago umalis, nagdasal, Lord, help me. Tapos, nung nakita na yung the one, he prayed again. Si Rebecca, nagpray. Yung brother ni Rebecca, nagpray. Si Isaac, bago dumating si Rebecca, nagpe-pray. So again, pag tiningnan natin, prayer. And what does that mean? Kailangan ba lagi ka nagpe-pray? Pag naglalakad, siya na ba talaga? Nasa jeep ka, siya na ba? Nasa class, siya na ba? Hindi po ganon. Hindi po kawirduhan ito. Okay? When you talk about prayer in all the journey of their love story, we're not talking about weirdness. Second, we're not talking about a token, Lord bless me. Diba minsan meron na ba sa inyo dito may narinig na pray, mag-pray ka naman, Lord bless us in Jesus name. Para masabi lang na nakapag-pray. O kaya yung iba naman, it was a mechanical, religious, dutiful prayer. Yung, blessed thou art for thy bounty that we're about to partake. Diba? Alam mo lahat yun eh. So you know all that, but it was a token, religious, mechanical prayer. That's not what they're doing. The prayer highlighted in this story, and this is very important, the prayer highlighted in this story was a posture of the heart. It was not the words. It was not the praying per se. It was, you would see, it was a posture of the heart. It was an attitude of dependence on the leading of God. It was an attitude of dependence on God leading them. Somebody once said that prayerlessness really is pride. Because when you fail to pray as a posture of the heart, you're saying, I can do this by myself. That posture was saying, Lord, if I'm going to have a great love story, we are depending on your leading. The prayer here is really an attitude of asking and following God's guidance. The prayer highlighted in this love story was really an attitude of asking and following God's guidance. Okay, tatanungin nila si Lord, and then pag may narinig sila, they're gonna follow God. Eh, ibang-iba po ang love stories ngayong araw na ito. Pag tinignan nyo po yung mga love story ngayon, kaya nagkakaroon ng mga complications. Kaya nagkakaroon ng mga not happy ending sa love stories ngayon. Bakit? Ang daming broken-hearted. Diba? Alam ko hindi kayo yun. Alam ko hindi pa kayo na broken heart. Baka yung katabi mo lang. Pero nangyayari po, napaka-rampant. Bakit po? Kasi po ngayon, ito yung nangyayari. Dalawa po yung nangyayari. Ang love stories ngayon, they follow, ito yun, follow your heart. Hindi follow God. Okay, follow your heart. Sino na ba sa inyo dito na bigyan na ng advice, nakarinig na ng advice, o baka ikaw yung nagbigay ng advice? Di ba? Parang, sis, anong gagawin ko dito? Alam mo, just follow your heart. Narinig mo kay Papa Jack. Sabi mo, wow, ang ganda nitong, talaga natulungan ako nito ni Papa Jack. Sabi niya, follow your heart. Gawin mo lang yan. And it comes from everywhere, even from well-meaning friends. Tama? Well-meaning friends. Ang ibig sabihin niyan, follow your feelings. Tayo po ngayon, when it comes to love stories and love things, we are so led by our feelings. If it feels right, he or she must be the one. May mga ganun na ba? Minsan nagtatanong sa crazy love natin, you know you're in love if, diba? Yung iba parang pag may butterfly sa stomach, pagka dumarating tumatayo yung buhok ko, diba? Kahit wala akong buhok, tumatayo siya, diba? Pagka tumatawa. Kaya mga ganun, puro feeling. And sinasabi doon, follow your feelings, follow your heart. Eh again, narinig nyo na sinabi natin to. Again, uulit-ulitin natin. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The problem with follow your heart is this. The heart is what? Deceitful. Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, deceitful. Above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Sino sa inyo dito, paminsan hindi nyo rin maintindihan yung puso nyo? Yan, yes. Di ba? Parang, ano ka ba puso? Tagalogin natin. Mas maganda yung Tagalog. Sabi doon, ang puso ay mandaraya higit sa lahat. Meron na ba sa inyo dito, may katabay mukhang nadaya na ng puso nila? At least once in their life. Parang, nadaya ka na naman. So don't follow your heart. Ito yung ginawa ni Rebecca sa verse 28. Verse 28, dumating yung servant, sabi niya, you're the one. Sabi ni Rebecca, ha? Huh, I'm the one. Siguro medyo kinilig. Hindi naman. Sobra. How come? Diba? I mean, you're the one. Pero sabi niya, eto, She probably felt flattered. She probably felt something. Di ba? Lahat naman ganun. Pag may nagsabing you're the one, you feel flattered. You feel like, ang haba ng hair ni ate. Di ba? Parang, ang haba ng hair ko. Pero sabi niya, I will not follow my feeling. I'm gonna do something. So in verse 28, the young woman ran home to tell her family everything that had happened. In other words, I'm gonna test my feelings, I'm gonna tell someone, and I'm gonna follow God by following an advice from godly people. You see, when we talk about following God, God's guidance is usually confirmed by godly people that are close to you. Now, ang tanong is not what do you feel. Ang tanong, do you have godly people surrounding you that could help you follow God in the area of your love story? Meron ka bang napapagsabihan? O usually, ikaw lang mag-isa, lagi ka lang nakatangin sa alapaa. Parang nagwa-walk ka sa cloud nine. Ako, I'm the one, I'm the one. He's the one, she's the one. Paano kaya? Meron ka bang pinagsasabihan? Yung pinagsasabihan mo ba godly? O yung pinagsasabihan mo ba mga taong kilala ka na matutulungan ka talaga? Because Rebecca was following God by going to people close to her and asking their advice. Yung iba sinasabi, Pastor, I'm not following my heart. This is more than just a feeling. Paano mo nalaman? Because I ask for a sign. Prayer to, Pastor. Sinabi ko, Lord, pag dumating siya na nakaputi siya, Lord. Pag nakaputi, confirmed na. Alam niyo ba yan? Hindi lang confirmed, confirmed. Kaiba yun. Ang confirmed, confirmed na confirmed. Di ba? Lord, confirm. Pagka nakaputi siya. Pagkita mo, nakaputi siya, Lord. It's a sign. At tinanong mo, bakit ano bang trabaho niya? Nurse. Nurse pala. Eh, talagang nakaputi. Eh, niloloko mo yung sarili mo. Kailangan may advisor ka na pwede kang sabihan, hoy, magising-gising ka nga. Hindi si Lord yan, puso mo yan. Dinadaya ka na naman ng puso mo. Eh, yung iba naman, Pastor, hindi lang to feelings. I've got a word. Ba, may word ka pa? Yes. Anong word mo? John 15:16. Lalapit ako sa kanya, sasabihin ko, you're the one. How did you know? You did not choose me, but I chose you. Kahit ayaw mo ko, tayo talaga. Stalker, di ba? Nakatakot. Mga babae, pagka may lalaki, ginamitan ka ng ganito, sabihin mo, may word din ako sa'yo. Ano? Sa Matthew 16:23. Pakita, get behind me, Satan. Word din yan, ha? Mga kapatid, pagka dumarating na tayo sa time na puro feelings na lang, kailangan natin godly people, godly advice that would point us to the direction of God. Kailangan may ganun, yung pwede kang matauhan. Hindi lang feelings ito. Don't follow your heart. Don't follow your feelings. Follow God by having people in your life telling you, that's not God, this is God. Okay, again, before I got married to the luckiest woman in the world, I sought advice because that's the second most important decision you would ever make. The first is who you're gonna follow. You're gonna follow God. Second is who are you gonna follow with God with for the rest of your life. And I always tell married people, if you're here and if you're married, lagi kong sinasabi, if there's an advice to married people, I can say get 2 to 3 couples you trust, you respect enough, and who know you well enough to help you in your married life. Up to now, meron po akong advisors. I've been a pastor for many years. I've been married for almost 20 years, and I still have advisors in my love life. We need this if we want to follow God. Second way of the world, kaya nagkaka-complication, they follow their heart. Second, they follow the world. Nung ibig sabihin ng they follow the world, kung anong trend, ano bang trending sa hashtag dyan? Diba? Ano bang in ngayon? Ano bang ginagawa ng kultura? Ano-ano bang ngayon ang ginagawa ng kultura pagdating sa love story? Number one is the trial and error dating game. Diba? Pagka, Pastor, maliligaw na ako. Ah, sinong liligawan mo siya? Pastor, bakit tingin mo ba kayo? Eh, ito try ko, Pastor. Kung hindi, di magbe-break. Kung hindi, di may yung katabi niya, maganda rin eh. Ayos, ha? Ay, hindi nag-work eh. Parang gano'n. Ay, ito try. So, trial and error nangyayari. Kaya ngayon, maraming nanliligaw at maraming nagpapaligaw, maraming nag-e-enter ng relationship kahit walang view of marriage. Kahit na yung boyfriend-girlfriend, pero di namin alam kung magkakatuluyan kami. Kung magkatuluyan, PG. Anong PG? Praise God. Wow. Pero pag hindi, baka hindi talaga kami. Eh di, may isa pa naman. May nakapila pa. So trial and error, eh sa mundo ganun eh. Kaya sa mundo, basta may makita, uy, ligawan na yan. Mas hindi nag-work out, ligawan na yan. So ngayon, ang pagpapalit ng boyfriend-girlfriend, parang nagpapalit ng damit. Eh, yung iba, hindi ako nagpapalit ng damit, pastor. Sa mga iba, nagpapalit ng damit. Parang ganun, parang palit ng palit, araw-araw, parang ganun ng ganun. So ano nangyayari? I read a book a couple of years back, matagal na, about an illustration about this. And he's talking about the tape. Sabi niya, paminsan ganito nangyayari. Sabi niya, this is you. This is you. And usually, you think na you found the one. Napapahirapan tayo. Julius, tulungan mo kami. Yan, ha? Nahihirapan din. Kailangan ko na malaki katawan eh. O Julius. So usually we say, that's us and you found the one. Sabi ko na, malaki katawan. You found the one. So sabi mo, ay, yun ang gusto ko. Tall, dark, and dark. Diba? Dark. So dumikit ka. Nagkaroon kayo ng relationship. Tapos naging kayo, nagtagal kayo ng isang taon. Tapos sabi mo, ayoko na ng dark. Gusto ko white. Hindi kami nagkasundo dahil sa kulay. So, dito ka naman sa white. So, nagkaroon ka ng white. Tapos, hindi kayo nagkasundo. Tapos, sabi mo, gusto ko yung mga bilog. Ito, mga bilog. Ito. Tapos, hindi kayo nagkasundo. Isang linggong pag-ibig lang. Tapos, sabi ko, gusto ko yung tigasin. So, pumunta ka dito. So, anong nangyari? You get attached to a lot of different people that when finally the right one comes along, ang hirap na magkaroon ng true bond. Why? Because you've given your heart to so many different people. You've given yourself to so many different people. When the right one comes along, there's very little you could give to them. Trial and error kasi, mga kapatid, hindi po yun yung way. That's the way of the world. Ano pang way of the world? So way of the world, love story, sex is normal. Okay. Especially in this generation. Natin, naks naman. Nung generation, actually, nung generation namin, umamin na eh, di ba? Nung estudyante ako, medyo ganun naman na, pero ngayon, lalo na. Ngayon, there's so much, sex is so cheap. Sex is so cheap in this generation that people give it all the time. And you know anong sinasabi? Usually, ang sinasabi, Pastor, we love each other. Because we love each other, it's okay to have sex. That's the world. Dahil nagmamahalan kami, okay lang to, Pastor. Kung hindi nagmamahalan, gabi, di naman ako yung one night stand, hindi. Mga a couple of nights, then may, pwede, mahal ko na siya eh. Couple of nights na kami magkasama eh. So, pag may love, okay lang magka-sex. Yung iba naman, sinasabi, Pastor, doon naman kami papatungo, papakasal din kami. Kailan? Mga 10 years from now. Tagal pa pala. Tapos magbe-break. And then you get devastated. Yung iba naman sinasabi, but sex is harmless. Pleasurable siya, pero harmless. Wala namang nawala. Wala namang mawawala. Hindi naman big deal. Especially in this generation, sex is not a big deal anymore. Yung iba naman sinasabi, syempre you test drive before you buy. Parang kotse. In other words, bago ko pakasalan, kailangan malaman ko kung sexually compatible kami. Kasi baka mamaya magpakasal kami and then in bed, hindi naman kami compatible, di maghihiwalay kami. Ayoko ng hiwalay kasi God is against it. Naks naman. God is against hiwalay. Sa may sex, okay. Oh, Pastor. So we use all of that. Now, Rebecca in verse 16, tingnan natin. verse 16, Rebecca was very beautiful and old enough to be married, but what? She was still a virgin. Now, it was common for women during their time to be married in their early teens. Kaya po nung nakita natin si Mary nung panahon ni Jesus, she was in her early teens and she was married to Joseph. Very, very common po yun. And at this point, Rebecca was older than a normal teenager in her marrying age. Kaya nilagay sa Bible, she was in ready to get married. She was older than the marrying age, but it pronounced there that she was a virgin. Why? Because she decided to remain pure with her body and she stayed a virgin until she got married. We're going to talk more about this next week. So please don't miss this out. Yesterday, I just want to put this in. Yesterday, I officiated the wedding of two of our campus missionaries in Lifebox from Metro East, the Jerry Desagun. He used to be from UP Los Baños. I was his pastor. Che used to be from U-Belt. They're now in Metro East, and I officiated their wedding. And when I said, "You may now kiss the bride," that was the first time they kissed. The first kiss was on the day of the wedding. How many of you know this is very rare today? In fact, marami nagugula, first kiss. When I got married years ago, especially no, 18 years ago, 19 years ago, that was rare for you to have that. Why? Because in the world, sex is common. Eh, ano pa yung mga following the world when it comes to love stories? Following the world is about physical beauty or is the ultimate standard. Pag nakita naman natin sa wedding ni Chet, Jerry, Chet did not follow the world. Okay, hindi nyo na-get. So, ganoon lang. Verse 13. Verse 13. Wala na dito, ina-Alaska pa. Verse 13. See, I'm standing here beside the spring, and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. If you want to follow God, how many of you here want to follow God? How many of you want to follow God in your love story? Whether you're married or single. Okay, here's the thing. Verse 13. Gusto makita nung servant yung the one for Isaac. Anong ginawa niya? Pumunta siya kung nasan yung well. Now, let me just tell you about the well. The well was the chief source of life for an entire village. Okay? So, lahat ng tao pumupunta sa well. So, the well usually was a good place to meet new friends or chat with old friends. That was the happening place, the well. You want to meet someone, go to the well. Now, here was a servant who said, I want to follow God in this love story. Pero ano ba yung following God yung love story? There was practical wisdom. Following God in your love story doesn't have to be mystical. Hindi ito yung parang, Lord, lead me. Pag kami narinig akong, angel, baka nandun yan yung the one. Diba? Wala pong ganun. Hindi ito yung parang may iilaw. She's the one. Following God entails practical wisdom. Ano yung practical wisdom? Sabi niya, pumunta ka kung saan nandun yung mga babae. Kasi kung pumunta ka sa tupahan, baka lamang ang makuha mo sa anak mo ni Abraham, tupa. Hindi makakapangasawa ng babae yan. Punta ka kung nasan. It's practical. Sino ba sa inyo dito, minsan nag... Oh, sino sa inyo, di ba, may kilala kayo, hindi kayo, nagpe-pray na sila, di ba, Lord? Tapos sabi ni Lord, ano anak, gusto ko yung godly. O sige, ano pa, gusto ko yung godly na businessman. Talagang godly na rich pa. Pero Lord, kahit na ano, pero Lord, yun yung gusto mo, godly businessman. Sabi ni Lord, okay, paano ka makamit? Basta bahala ka na Lord, ikaw yung maglalagay. Kung will mo Lord, mag-meet kami. Tapos ang buhay mo, nasa bahay ka, magtatrabaho ka, sasakay ka ng tricycle, punta ka sa trabaho. Mag-overtime ka. Aalis ka ng alas 9, magta-tricycle ka, uuwi ka. So, nag-work ka 6 times a day. Puro ganon. Bahay, tricycle, trabaho. Trabaho, tricycle, bahay. Anong tingin mo mapapangasawa mo? Godly businessman o tricycle driver? Eh, ipinapalo ko si Lord Pastor. Malamang tricycle driver mapapangasawa. Eh, siya lang nami-meet mo eh. Makipag-meet ka, kapatid. Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, go to the well. Yan. Ayan na. Yung mga iba, nasa na yung well, Pastor? Yung iba mga lalaki, Pastor, gusto ko yung godly girl with a servant's heart. O saan ka pumupunta? Sa club. Baka meron dito sa bar. Tags, 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 tags. Diba? Para habang nagsasayaw, anong favorite verse mo? Tags, tags, tags. Diba? Tags, tags. Anong revelation mo sa quiet time mo? Tags, tags, tags. Hindi kayo magkakarinigan. Ano more? Gusto mo ng godly na may servant's heart? Pumunta ka kaya sa simbahan. Tapos makikita mo, wow, nagsiserve siya sa ushering ministry. Na, ayan na. Siya yung, ayun yung ginawa dito eh. Pag tinignan natin, sabi niya, Lord, I'm asking for a sign. Ano ba yung sign niya? Yung sign niya was something that was not uncommon during that time. It was something that was slightly out of the ordinary. Hindi siya tumitingin lang ng kung sino yung maganda. Hindi lang to about physical beauty. Ang tinitingnan niya, character. Ang tinitingnan niya, a servant spirit. Kaya sabi niya, usually, pag may mga strangers, ginagawang hospitality, pinapainom talaga. Pero halos wala nagpapainom pagka-camel. Alam niyo ba bakit? Ang camel, pag-uhaw. Can you imagine to? Galing Tugigaraw, Tunaga yung camel niya. Medyo uhaw. Medyo uhaw yan. Alam niyo po, ilang litro ang iniinom ng camel. Kung ikaw magpapainom ka ng camel, lalaki muscle mo, kakaigib. Si Rebecca, napakagandang babae. Pero nag-igib ng nag-igib para mapainom. Anong tinitingnan niya? It was not just beauty. It was an act of kindness. It was servant's heart. And I want to tell you this. Beauty will fade. Sa mundo, kung sino lang gwapo, kung sino lang maganda, kung sino yung magandang buhok. Ano ba yung buhok na yan? Hindi importante yan. Kinaguhugutan. We will never look the same way forever. That beautiful face, that hot body, that hot six-pack, someday it will go away. When you're marrying someone, you're marrying much more than a pretty face and a beautiful body. You're marrying character and calling. That's what's important. You follow God. It's not just about looks. It's about the character of the person. And that's what he did. This is how it was. All of them said, Lord, we want to have a great love story. And here's how I want to end this. A great love story, it's not that complicated. Just follow God. Hey, just follow God. How many of you want to have a great love story? It's not that complicated. Just follow God. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, just follow God. Estudyante ka, single professional ka, married ka, you want to have an enduring love story for 50 years, 70 years, 80 years, or for however long you live, just follow God. And again, pag tinignan natin, following God entails a lot of things. May practical wisdom, may godly advisor, mayroong following God means not just physical beauty but character, but it is simple enough for us to understand it is about following God. As I end, we call the music team, last verse, 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. How is it gonna be so simple that if I follow God, I'm gonna have a great love story? Here's how the Apostle John summarized it. He said, for God is greater than our hearts and He knows everything. He's greater than what you feel. He's greater than whatever it is that you planned about in your love story. And here's the best part. He knows everything. He knows you. He knows the person He's preparing for you. He knows your story. He knows who's best for you. He knows everything about you. And I would rather trust someone who knows everything than trust myself who knows very little things. That's how we can have a great love story. Let's all stand. And we bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, we know that You know the best for us. You know everything. Lord, I pray for all the married people here. Lord, I pray that we would follow You. If you're married, can you just lift your hands? If you're married, I want to pray for you. Lord, here we are. Marriage. When we got married, that was not the end of the journey. That's the start of the journey. And Lord, there's greater years ahead for every married person here. Lord, I pray that You'd write the love story of every married person in such a way that we would be in love for the rest of our lives with each other. Lord, I pray that You'd allow us to follow You in everything, in every shaking and testing and trial and argument. Lord, I pray that we would follow You every time. And Lord, bless every married couple. Bless them with Your presence. Bless them with godly advisors. Bless them with people. Surround them with people that would help them follow You and point them to the right direction. In Jesus' name.